Do you love symphony? Do you scratch gravel when you dig the works of Bach, Beethoven, Wagner, and Tchaikovsky? You do? Well, step right in, friend, and get latched on. This is Hot Horn Hall. This is Jubilee. Yes, greetings from the old Gut Bucket Gates. Snap on your sound catchers and stash your stem by the wireless while we parboil your tootsies with green steam. We pull the cork on this bottle of bounce, and bubbling here on Jubilee's polished podium are such super senators as Benny Carter and his band, Strictly Tempo de Bucket, Savannah Churchill, our prima donna of Bump and Jump, meet Lux Lewis, high potentate of the 88, Butterfly McQueen with one foot in the groove, plus our charming guest for the evening, Hollywood's own Hedda Hopper. And now struggling to mount the stage is that colossal cargo of petrified corpuscles, your master of ceremonies, Ernie B. for Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Me and the Bomber Barrel House, several ladles of lard have passed under my bridge work since Jubilee's beaten walls have spotlighted such a dazzling array of Jackson Jills to defrost your frozen flappers. For instance, and I quote off the cuff, here's our first little logo to battle you with. A right righteous rendition of Sweet Georgia Brown. I wave my magic wand, mutter a few solid syllables, and all set to slip through the slumber is Benny Carter and his band. On a cake of ice. You boil the grill, and from now on we glide and ride. Now, men, prepare your sizzling physiques for something right out of the flaming furnace. We're going to have a tussle with the 8 beats, and Jack, that means righteous boogie-woogie in anybody's vernacular. I know this choice concerto will snap the wigs of the following cats: Private M. Hamilton at APO 292, Corporal Irving Gay at 929, Corporal Dave Neely and gang at 782, Private First Class Tallman Mitchell at 944, and the carpet slicer stashed at 980. Gentlemen, you're elected to dig the licks of the six-wheel chaser from the greatest groove of them all. His name is engraved in the Hall of Fame. Me, Lux Lewis. Lather us, Mr. Lewis. Lather us. Thank you. that really got it from the bottom. Hey, try that boogie boogie title for me this time. Slap it, Jack, slap it. Sent us that, boy. You really sent us. The gallows are groaning. We're as limp as a feather in a Turkish bath. Now, Gates, we come face to face with the moonbeams and lace. Oh, me, why am I so good-looking instead of rich?
You're practically bankrupt either way, Mr. Whitman.
Now, who said that? Oh, I mean, what charming canary muttered my worthless name? Oh, would that I could only touch her hand.
Why, we've met before, Ernie. I'm Savannah Churchill.
Oh, welcome to Jubilee, Savannah. I'm sure glad you pulled in, because your grace voice has charmed the cats into scribbling stacks of letters that must be answered.
Thank you, and thank them, Ernie.
Now, reading from top to bottom, the song that heads the list is A Touch of Torch. Do you take the hint, Savannah?
Yes, Ernie. And for all you men listening, I'd like to sing I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City. Benny Carter, will you edge me in? and left me. I don't know what to do, what to say, or where to go. I guess he just don't love me no more. So if you've got a good man, don't you spread the news. Some chick'll double cross you and he'll leave you with the blues. Yes, I know. 'Cause my man done left me and I miss him so. When I come screaming for me, there's no sleeping. What he sows, he'll be reaping. 'Cause he done me wrong. Oh, I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I had the news. He left me deep in my solitude with the Salt Lake, the Salt Lake City Blues.
Yes, indeed. Ah, Savannah, the cats, thank you. The kittens, thank you. And I thank you. Your velvet voice leaves us weak as a tingle on a dime store telephone. Now, Gates, reserve yourself a cloud and start climbing. 'Cause Brother Benny Carter and his boys have elected to batter you, splatter, and shatter you. From his museum of mellow, Benny has dug deep and come up with a batch of all-time great in Who's Who and When Did He Do It. Stashing his alto sax in the cobwebs for the righteous trumpet, Benny Carter sprinkles the splendor of the immortal elegy, Stardust. You're upbeat, Mr. C. Yo.
Thank you.
hollering boys. Jack, you really slipped us a slumber. Your boss, Bugle, has blown us to bits. Gentlemen, did you ever stand in a phase daze batting the breeze with some cat and suddenly feel that some woman sneaking upon you? Or maybe I'm just imagining things, but you know, once upon a time I was talking to a... Well, if it isn't Jubilee's favorite pin-up girl, Butterfly McQueen! Tell me, Butterfly, how's your campaign coming along to become the number one glamour girl of Central Avenue?
Not so good, Mr. Whitman.
No?
And I'm trying so hard to look glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I even wore a pair of slacks and a sweater.
Well, and did any men try to talk to you?
Just one. While I was standing on the corner, he walked up to me and he said, "Got a match, buddy?"
Butterfly, I think I know what the trouble is. Girls like Lena Horne and Ida James get plenty of publicity. That's why the men think they're so glamorous.
Well, I've had some publicity lately.
Yes?
But it was very bad publicity for a glamour girl.
Why, what appeared in the paper?
My picture.
Well, Butterfly, tonight's your chance to get some good publicity. Because our guest here at Hawthorne Hall is none other than the charming and brilliant Hollywood newspaper columnist, Miss Hetty Harper. And unless my big fat eyes deceive me, here she is now.
Hello, everybody.
Miss Harper, may I slip you a skin full of happy meeting joy and press your digits in a phase daze while Hawthorne Hall rocks it, socks it, and locks it with a Rudy Tooty and a solid boot?
Could I get an interpreter, please? I'm an American.
I was merely extending our heartiest welcome, Miss Harper.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Whitman, and may I extend my heartiest appreciation on being asked over here to Jubilee. Just to say hello to the boys is a real thrill for me.
Well, that's fine, Miss Harper. And now I have a young lady here who is very anxious to meet you. May I present Miss Butterfly McQueen?
Well, how do you do, Butterfly?
I'm charming, I'm sure. Miss Harper, are you really a newspaper woman?
Well, I'm syndicated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get personal. But I do have an item for your column.
Really?
Yes. You know how you print that Lena Horne is vacationing at Sand Springs, Maxine Sullivan is appearing in Chicago, or Ida James is resting at Crown Point?
Yes, and what's your item?
Butterfly McQueen is waiting at Citrus 9142.
Why, it sounds as though you're having a little trouble attracting the opposite sex, Butterfly.
Oh, I am, Miss Harper, and I'm trying so hard to be a glamour girl. I even tried combing my hair like Veronica Lake. In fact, I went Miss Lake one better. I combed it over both eyes.
And did you get any results?
Well, a man did make a date with me. He took me to dinner and to the theater and afterwards to a nightclub.
Was he handsome?
I don't know. I could only see his feet.
Are you sure he was a man?
He must have been. He didn't kiss me goodnight.
Well, I see your problem, Butterfly. Your trouble with men is that you have no trouble with men.
That's exactly it, Miss Harper. Oh, I do wish you could help me get a man.
Well, perhaps I can. What particular type do you want?
The type that's not too particular.
Well, it may be that you aren't wearing the right kind of clothes. You know, there was a time when my clothes didn't attract men. Then I started wearing hats like the one I have on.
Do hats... Do hats... Do hats like that attract men?
Why, certainly. Mostly game wardens, of course.
That's an awfully elaborate hat, Miss Harper.
Oh, well, this one is, but my most effective hat is a very simple little thing. It's a battleship with 8-inch guns.
And does that always get your man?
Oh, but of course. I use real bullets.
Well, I'm certainly going to try your hats in my Glamour Girl campaign, Miss Harper. Nothing else has worked so far.
Nothing at all?
No, the only luck I've had was when the boys in the artillery gave me one of those honorary titles. They elected Lena Horne Miss High Explosive and Ida James Miss Shrapnel.
And what did they elect you?
Miss Jammed Gun.
Thank you. Butterfly McQueen. If you ever have another session about sombreros, I'll button on my dicer and join right in. You know, I'm a twirl in a fancy derby myself.
You mean you debt a dirty derby, don't you, Ernie?
Oh, hello, Savannah. You know, honey, I've just concluded a conclusion. It's the men who pay and the women who do all the talking. Well, just yesterday, my wife said, Bubbles...
Excuse me, Ernie, but I have a personal word to all the paid-up members of Hot Horn Hall. Fellas, I know a lot of you have a favorite band or vocalist you'd like to dig. Also, many of you have a favorite song or tune you'd like to hear. All you have to do is drop us a hint, and we'll take it from there. Address your cards and letters to Jubilee, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Thank you, Savannah. Gentlemen, before we shatter the shutters with this next sonata, allow me to slip you the grip for spreading the royal blue on the pale white. A gang of Gates in the CBI Theater wanted to riff, and they told us so. A sad sack in the Solomons wanted to ride, and he told us so. The alley cats at APO 980 wanted to glide, too, and they told us so. Gentlemen, we now give you the echo. Benny Carter, Susie Q's to the podium. The boys put on their straight jackets, and from now on, the shack shakes from the tender strains of Rose Room. Brother Carter. Chicks are now stashed in another hemisphere. All the squares have cut their hair out and quit wearing long underwear. Well, men, we've hit the home stretch. The boots have been booted and the beats have been beated. Tempers have fugitives. We'll have nothing left to do but turn out the lights and call the law. The neons from the next set of sevens will flash another groovy jubilee in your direction. Your jumping pleasure is our greatest pleasure. Until then, this is Ernie, the bottom man of the totem pole, Whitman, reminding you that jubilee spelled sideboards is oven heat. Spelled downwards is a slice of meat, and spelled backwards is eel of booze. For all the robins and canaries who stunned us tonight, I want to thank you from the bottom of my big, fat heart. Remember, cats, you can't go wrong if you stay latched on. So long and good luck. ¶¶
excerpt from the opera Swing and Sway with Vitamin J. Copyrighted, dynamited, and ignited by Jubilee and Company. And next week, another treat. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.